I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our contemporary reading is taken from the reflection of Nontombe Naomi Tutu from the book Keep Watch With Me, Advent Reflections of Peacemakers, edited by Claire Brown and Michael McRae. God is always waiting for us. The God for who we wait never ever gives up on God's people. We might give up on ourselves or take our present circumstance as the end of the story, but our God always holds a promise of healing, of wholeness, and of redemption. Advent for me has always been about looking at the valleys, the crookedness, and the rough places, not just in the outside world, but also in our own hearts. Where are the places where we have elevated into little gods, pushing God out of a rightful place? Where are the places in our lives that we have exiled ourselves from God's word? In what ways are we shitting out the voice calling us to repentance, calling us to turn our deepest desires to align with those of God for ourselves and the world? We wait not, knowing that God too is waiting, waiting for us to recognize the depth of God's love for us. Our scripture reading is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 18, from the New Living Translation. So the Lord must wait for you to come to Him, so He can show you His love and compassion. For the Lord is a faithful God. Blessed are those who wait for His help. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today.
It's almost Christmas. Malapit na, Pasko na. Almost Pasko na. Fourth Sunday na ng Advent today, this Sunday, no? Fourth Sunday of Advent. Akalain niyo yon? For ano na, magpapasko na? Kamusta na kayo? Kaya pa ba? Kakayanin pa? Dapat kakayanin, no? Yakap pa. Yakap pa ng mahigpit. Kayanin pa natin, mga mamshies, beshies, at mga ate. Ano ba ang prayer niyo ngayong Pasko? Ano ba ang inyong minimithi? Ano ba ang panalangin na inyong hinihintay mula sa ating Panginoon? Siyempre, number one na dyan, yung vaccine, di ba? Number one na dyan yung vaccine. Medyo may mga magandang balita na tayo about the vaccine. Pero bukod doon, ano pa kaya ang hinihintay natin? Ano pa ang inyong pinagdarasal? For many of us, we have been taught as children how to pray. And the very basic thing about prayer or anything that the very basic thing about prayer is that we ask God for anything that we need or anything that we want. We are also taught that tinuruan din tayo na eventually God will answer our prayers in three ways, sa tatlong kaparaanan. Number one, yes, you will get what you are praying for. Number two, you won't get what you are praying for. No, ang sagot. But something better will come your way. Or number three, wait, be patient. You will get what you are praying for in due time. Yan ang tinuro sa ating mga nung tayo ay bata, no? Andiyan din siyempre tinuro sa ating acts. Ano 'yun? Pag prayer and worship, adoration, thanksgiving, confession or contrition, thanksgiving and supplication. Huh? So these are the basic things on prayer. And they are good. They're good enough. Sometimes I still pray. I still find myself praying to God by telling God what I want or what I need. And yun nga, when I finally decided to quit my corporate job, 6 years ago, I think, tama ba? 6 years ago, I prayed to God, but it's actually more of challenging God. It's more of challenging God. Oh Lord, I finally answered your call. You better deliver. Dapat hindi mo ako pababayaan, ha? So far, hindi pa nga naman niya ako pinabayaan. So far. Although nowadays, sa mga panahon ngayon, and since I came to seminary, my prayers would be more of what I want for other people. For other people's needs. For my family, the family of Lawrence, for each of the people in Open Table MCC. Prayers for some of my pastor friends and former classmates in seminary and some of my professors and other friends and allies and even people who are no longer part of my life. I still actually pray for my exes. I still pray for my exes. But basically, and very basic is we pray for needs and wants for ourselves and for others. Therefore, we wait for God. Now, when we pray, we wait. Naghihintay tayo sa Diyos to answer our prayers, or we wait for God to come to our aid when we are in trouble, or when we feel that God and we feel that God's love and presence. Nararamdaman natin ang pag-ibig ng Diyos when everything goes according to our plans and according to our prayers. But when situations don't go our way, and when our prayer seems to be prolonged, parang ang tagal-tagal naman sumagot ni Lord, to the point na parang ang feeling mo, nagdadasal ka sa empty space, we ask ourselves, is there anyone out there at all? Is praying and waiting worth our time and effort? Many of us do not even pray anymore. Aminin nyo yan. Marami sa atin, di na nagdadasal. We rarely pray, and we only find ourselves praying in times of trouble. Huwag na kayong magkaila, aminin na. We wait and wait for God, feeling as if there is nothing and no one that we are waiting for. When in fact, most of the time, it is God who is actually waiting for us. It's God who is waiting for us in the many situations and places that we do not recognize nor even want to go. Sometimes, minsan, we have replaced God with the notions about God. And this is clearly seen or heard in a familiar story, an anecdotal story we have been told over and over again in several preachings or sermons. But today, I will be telling this story, retelling this story in the context of COVID-19. This story is situated in the United States. Although I must declare a disclaimer, lest I get into trouble, that the story is an anecdote, but does not necessarily describe, it does not describe or represent all Americans. Only a certain segment of the American people. So hindi ako nag-generalize, ha? Just a certain segment of the American people. So the story goes like this. There was a devout Christian man who knew every inch of the Bible. Memorized niya ang Bible. He memorized all the major Bible verses by heart, by mind. He can say the verse number, the chapter and verse number, and memorize the actual verse. And he prayed and read his Bible daily. He never missed any Sunday worship or any Sunday school or any Bible study sa kanilang church. And when the COVID-19 pandemic started, he downplayed it and believed in his heart that God will protect him from this infection. So hindi naman niya dininay yung pandemic. Hindi naman siya pandemic denier. Hindi rin siya vaccine denier. Pero he downplayed the pandemic. And he believed with all his heart that God will protect him. He is sealed by the blood of Jesus Christ. He will be protected. He also believed that this is nothing more than just a flu. A common flu. Trangkaso lang siya. He did not care to wear a mask or to follow the basic health standards. He went about his life as if there is no pandemic. Going to the grocery store, he would often argue with the store workers and manager. He went out and about without a mask. A friend, at meron siya isang kaibigan, a friend of his who is a medical doctor, nakita niya, he saw how his friend was ignoring the situation and advised him to wear a mask properly, to always wash his hands and carry a bottle of alcohol, of disinfectant, with him for frequent sanitation and to practice social distancing. He argued with his friend and said that God will protect him. And should he be sick, kung sakaling magkasakit siya, God will surely heal him. Because he has a complete faith in God. His church, yung church niya, finally decided to stop the physical gathering for worship and other services to avoid mass infection. This devout Christian complained. Nag-complain siya dun sa pastor and accused the pastor of having not enough faith in God. He argued that God will protect their church because they are doing God's work. Together with a few people who believed as he believed, they continued to gather sa sarili nilang gathering. Itong mga ibang tao na kapareho niya ng paniniwala. They continued to gather in their homes without any mask nor did they follow other health and safety protocols para mag-Bible study, mag-prayer service. Some of his relatives, and then he finally got sick and later tested positive for COVID-19. His symptoms worsened. Some of his relatives checked on him frequently and one day advised him to finally go to the hospital so that he can be treated. He can be taken care of medically. But he refused to go to the hospital and argued that it is just a flu. Mawawala din yan. Gagaling din ako. Through prayer and faith, God will heal him soon. Yun yung argument niya. He stayed at home, praying and calling to God for help, until one day he was found dead, days later. And so he died because of COVID-19 in his own home. He passed on from this life into eternal life. He felt betrayed. He felt betrayed and disappointed. He then asked God, why God did not rescue him and healed him of COVID-19? God replied that God sent the doctor to warn him and give him a good precautionary advice. But he refused. God also told him that God used the pastor to save the church, the members of the church. But he wouldn't even listen to the church leadership and argued with the pastor. God said, I sent your relatives to convince you to finally go to the hospital when you got infected. But you also refused. You refused the doctors. You refused your relatives. You refused your pastor. The doctors and the medical staff in the hospital are also instruments of my healing and grace, but you refused. The people that were around you and the people that you encountered in your life are the ones I use to guide you, to help you, to heal you, and sometimes even to save you. Now, this story seems to be outrageous. This anecdote seems to be outrageous. But in reality, there are people in the world, not just in the United States, but also in Europe, here in the Philippines, and other places, who literally are like this devout man, devout Christian man, in our story, who refuse to see God's power and wisdom in and through other people. They refuse God's healing power through the doctors and vaccines, through scientists and experts. Yet, through faith, ang tunay na pananampalataya tells us that perhaps the most Christian thing to do and the best gift we can give this Christmas is to ensure the safety and health of everyone and of ourselves by following the medical experts, by wearing a mask, practicing social distancing, and staying at home if there is no essential reason to go out. If our Christian belief, kung ang ating paniniwala bilang Kristiyano prevents us to do these things, then perhaps there is an urgent need to throw away such beliefs. In our contemporary reading earlier from Nontombi Naomi Tutu, and I quote, ito yung sabi niya sa ating contemporary reading, "Where are the places where we have elevated our little gods, pushing God out of her rightful place? Where? Where did we, these little idols, these little gods, pushing out God out of her rightful place? Where are the places in our lives that we have exiled ourselves from God's word? In what ways are we shifting out the voice calling us to repentance, calling us to turn our deepest desires to align with those of God for ourselves and of the world, and the world?" End of quote. This is really the worst thing about Christians and other religious people. When doctrine, theology, or a certain interpretation of Scripture becomes our blinders, becomes our idols, our small gods, when the notion and ideas about God pushes out God, when what we know about God, what we know about God, is the very things that shuts our doors and close our windows against God. But it's almost not just religious idols and blinders. Hindi lang sa religion. There are countless other things in our lives and those around us that becomes our small idols and blinders that separates us from God and from people. I'm often asked, madalas akong tinatanong, at I know other pastors and priests experience this question or ask of this question, whenever preaching or doing a counseling, tanong, "Pastor, please naman, give us a list. Bigyan mo ako ng listahan. Step 1, step 2, step 3. Ano ba yung mga kailangan kong gawin? What are the actions I can do and follow to solve my problems?" to have a better spirituality, to be a better person. But the thing is, it is not for the preacher or pastor to tell you what you must discover for yourself and about yourself, what you must discover about God and the world. Yes, sometimes, paminsan-minsan, in some things, we do give certain suggestions, but mostly we don't, and we shouldn't. We are guides. No, maala Yoda ang dating, ganyan. Giving certain guidance only and asking the relevant questions, facilitating the relevant conversations. We are not computer programmers who will feed you a computer program for the operating system of your life or spirituality. I cannot tell you what are your blinders and what are your small idols because I do not know them. You know them. You know your blinders. You know your small gods. And also, it will only be you who will know when and where you need to cast them off, cast them out, to throw them away. Only that you need to do so. Such spiritual work is something that each one of us are invited to do and to wrestle with in our own terms. I can only ask you the important questions, but the answers and the actions are for you, for yourself. You yourself must come up with. So the question here and now is this. At this point in your life, in the face of this continuing pandemic, what are the things and situations or even people you need to cast out or let go that causes you to have a distorted view of God and the world and of yourself and of other people? What are those things and situations? What are those doctrines and theologies who stand as your blinders or idols that separates you from an authentic relationship with God and your neighbor? It doesn't have to be as outrageous as the anecdotal story that I have just told. But we must examine ourselves if our own blinders and idols has made us stubborn, selfish, or arrogant. This is basically the story and the lesson of Christmas. A poor and unknown child was born in the most disgusting of places, not in a palace or a temple, but in a storage of animals, a place most people will not care to go looking for God. A child of lowly, mababang pinanggalingan, a child of lowly parentage, no one will believe as the promised one. People prayed, people waited, people prayed, people waited for over 1,000 years for the promised Savior. But when he came, when he finally came to the people not only failed to recognize Christ, but also rejected him. And rejected the message he proclaimed. And the truth of the matter is, ang katotohanan, the world continues to reject Christ and his message of love, justice, and inclusion, which is the message of all religions. People then and now, continues to reject Christ and his message of love, justice, and inclusion. People then and now keep on praying and looking for conquerors, for kings, for warriors, for a strong man. And recently there's a call for dictatorship. in our country, we always look for the strong and violent way. A strong and violent man using a strong and violent way to solve our problems through domination. People then and now have a notion of what and who the Messiah is. Who the Messiah would be. So that when he came of lowly origin and spoke of compassion, spoke of love, they did not recognize him 2,000 years ago. And 2,000 years after, we are still stubbornly waiting for God and looking for God in the wrong ways, wrong places, and wrong things. And even when we seem to have finally heard God or experience her in a certain community, place, or group of unlikely people, we still hold back. We still resist. We still reject. We still run away. So this Advent and Christmas season, I hope that you will finally encounter God, whom you are waiting for, but who is also waiting for you. Who is waiting for you to finally remove your blinders and to cast off your idols, so that you may recognize God, you may recognize her in the most ordinary and lowly and most unlikely of strangers. Strangers and travelers who carry a small light that offers you a different kind of hope and a light that shows you a different kind and a new face of God. Amen.